Honorable Minister of National Unity, Reconciliation and Peace, Leader of the Opposition, Permanent Secretaries, Provincial Premier of Guadalcanal, High Commissioners and Ambassadors, representatives of non-governmental organizations, church leaders, women and youth leaders, my colleagues from the United Nations. As representative of the United Nations agencies working in the Solomon Islands, it is such a great honor for me to stand before you at the launch of the second UN program in support of peace building in the Solomon Islands. I want to especially acknowledge UNDP and UN Women who are jointly implementing this project, but I also want to acknowledge all the other UN agencies who are so important to making our efforts successful. Today's launch is a cause for me for a lot of excitement and hope, I think for all of us. Why do I think it is so hopeful and exciting? I think it's important that we take a look back and then look forward. If we look back, it's been really an incredible few years that we had in helping support to create more space for meaningful dialogue that has about the issues that have given rise to the tensions in the Solomon Islands. I just spent some very valuable time, it was very special, with the High Commissioner of Human Rights, and he shared with me how the United Nations is helping to convene and to facilitate dialogue in many countries. And one of the things that he said was that, you know, dialogue is very important, but it's not just dialogue, it's dialogue about the most painful and the most difficult issues. That is what we need to discuss in order to advance peace. And I remember the day 2 years ago when we launched our first peace building support program, and what stood out for me particularly special for the, you know, in the Solomon Islands as a unique case, was the palpable sense of commitment on the part of the government, on the part of the people outside government, to tackle the root causes and to search together for solutions. We all knew at the time that Ramsi was drawing down. The regional police mission officially closed mid last year. And during that time, our project helped to open up very valuable spaces for dialogue. Dialogue in the provinces, dialogue in the capital, at national level, but most importantly, dialogue that is inclusive of all stakeholders in the development of Solomon Islands. Women's groups, youth representatives, religious leaders, chiefs, of course, government officials, members of parliament, academia, civil society. The United Nations also supported important policy processes that emphasizes women's participation in decision-making processes. We helped to identify and energize young peace builders in the country from places that have been most affected by the past tensions. And we facilitated support for the government and others to look further into the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that still needed to be followed up on. The achievement last year of a joint national communique, which was adopted by all key stakeholders present at last year's national dialogue here in this location, is a very impressive achievement. And in a way, that communique represents a blueprint for peace-building actions in the Solomon Islands. It touches on the issues and challenges that the people in this country are very concerned about when they talk about building a peaceful and a strong society. And these issues were identified as sustaining peace is sustaining development in the country. Strong leadership, inclusive governments, including anti-corruption efforts, and focus on women and youth empowerment. Another issue that was identified was the need to tackle land disputes and talk more about how to resolve land reform issues. Reconciliation and follow-up, as I said, on the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Also, I mentioned women, so important to advancing the peace agenda, and the communique also identified the need to implement a national action plan on women, peace and security. But also there was a focus on education, rural development, and follow-up on some of the great dialogues that happened at the provincial level. taken together, moving all the issues forward at the same time in a manner that they inform each other, will take a lot of commitment and a lot of stamina, especially in this election year. And it's not going to be easy, but then nothing is easy in the work that we do. And this brings me to today and also looking ahead to the future. In New York, at the United Nations headquarters, our colleagues at the Peace Building Fund have recognized the commitment by the government and the people of Solomon Islands, as well as the work that is already being done together with all of you here. They agreed for the Peace Building Fund to sponsor on an exceptional basis a second program in the Solomon Islands to be implemented by UNDP and UN Women. And the idea is that this program will be catalytic. It will be ambitious but very focused on what other partners don't necessarily easily support. It's focused on those, resolving those bottlenecks and opening up those spaces for dialogue, supporting structures in government and outside that will continue these dialogues beyond the life of this program, that all Solomon Islanders can then continue to support moving into the future. But then again, tackling the most difficult and sensitive issues that are at the heart of the challenges of the past tensions. And I think there was also a very interesting perception surveys, a people's perception surveys on what people think on peace building, and that information and that analysis has also informed the way forward. So this is an ambitious agenda, but I find it a very exciting agenda. And I wouldn't expect anything less than the highest ambitions of you, of our government partners, or from the Solomon civil society, religious leaders, academics, women, men and youth, nor from myself and the United Nations colleague who are working so hard to help achieve these goals. Looking ahead, I think we should all invite other partners, donors, and other partners to join in the journey. Peace building is a development challenge, it is a political challenge, and it is a challenge of an equal two-way dialogue at the same time. And this, with this spirit of ambition, openness, and our hope for the future of progress, I'm sure that the country's peace building challenges can be overcome. The UN is with you in this challenge, not just with these catalytic precious funds, but also with our hearts and minds. And finally, perhaps my last, but I think important message is that peace building is a long-term endeavor. It is a process and we are in it for a long haul. And the words of the minister, I think, are so important. Every action that we do, we need to think about how are we supporting peace and focus on that. It needs to go beyond elections and the government or political dispensation of the day. We need to recognize that it's such, especially the international community and donor partners, when we consider providing resources for peace building. And I will be in New York in the next days, and it's so great that I come with this fresh energy, that I will be bringing back this sentiment back to my colleagues who are watching us with great interest. I know that the Honorable Prime Minister has to go to Parliament soon on behalf of all of the UN country team, my colleagues UNDP, UN Women, but also I see here WHO, UNICEF, UNFPA and all the others. I really want to thank on behalf of all of the UN country team for being here and continuing the peace-building journey in the Solomon Islands. And I want to with this end by wishing all a very productive, energizing and stimulating project implementation period. Thank you very much.